Part 3.
Mathilde now learned the terrible life of the really poor. Heroically, she made the best of it. The debt must be paid. She would pay it. They dismissed their servant. They left their house and rented a small attic under the roof. She learned how to do housework and how to cook. She washed the dishes, wearing out her pink nails on the greasy pots and the bottoms of the pans. She washed their dirty sheets and clothes. She took their rubbish down to the street every morning, and she carried up the water, pausing for breath on every floor. Wearing old, worn-out clothes, she went out to the greengrocer, the grocer, and the butcher, with a basket on her arm, bargaining, insulted, fighting to save a sou here or there. Every month they had to pay back part of the money they had borrowed. Her husband worked in the evening doing the accounts for a shopkeeper, and at night, often, he did copying at 5 sous the page. This life lasted 10 years. At the end of 10 years, they had paid everything back, everything, with all the accumulation of interest. With her badly combed hair and her red hands, Mathilde now looked like an old woman. But sometimes, when her husband was at the office, she sat down by the window when she thought of that evening long ago, of that party where she had been so beautiful and so admired. What would have happened if she had not lost that necklace? Who knows? Who knows?